Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. So far on this program, I've talked about how the wounds in your soul can cause all kinds of problems and issues in your life. Everything from sickness and disease to mental disorders and relationship issues. Now, let me help you with your money. I have met so many amazing people at our live events, good people that tithe and have been praying and seeking and pressing in for financial breakthrough, but they're still broke like a joke. Why is that? If they're doing all the things that we've been taught to do to prosper, why isn't it happening? Why are houses being repossessed? Why are many businesses failing? Why are ministries going under, shutting their doors from lack of finances? Let me tell you why. It's the soul. There is a connection between the health of your soul and your financial success. 3 John 1 says, you will prosper, that's your money, and be in health even as your soul prospers. What exactly does that mean? The prosperity this verse speaks on includes your finances. But notice the scripture says that the increase will happen even as your soul prospers. When you get your soul healed, then you'll be able to make right decisions and think right thoughts concerning your finances. And that is when the Lord will be able to trust you with supernatural increase in your life.
Your financial prosperity, according to the Bible, is directly connected to the health of your soul, man. That's what 3 John 1 says. Okay, 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. Okay, now people try to say, oh, that word prospered has nothing to do with financial gains, financial security, and I beg to differ. It's not true. I actually looked that up in the Thayer's Greek lexicon, and it said the word prosper there refers to, quote, businesses that have gains or prospers. See, according to this, you're going to prosper in your business. You'll have favor in the financial realm. You'll be able to receive streams of income. You'll be able to have entrepreneurial, opportunities open up to you. You'll have gains in every area of finance. When what? Even as your soul prospers. There is a direct connection between the health of your soul and your financial prosperity. Now think about that. What is your soul made out of? Your mind, your will, and your emotions, right? That's the basic aspects of your soul. Now think about that. When you're born again, your spirit man was made instantly perfect. You have Christ in you right now. The Bible says that you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Does Christ have any injury or any lack in him? So right now, your spirit man is perfect, isn't it? But yet we tend to make mistakes in the way we spend, the way we handle our money, what we spend on, when we spend, how we give, how we invest, if we start a business or not start a business. How many of you made mistakes, even major mistakes, in the financial realm during your life? Okay. That's because even though your spirit man was made instantly perfect upon your regeneration in Christ, your soul man wasn't. According to the Bibles, our souls have been wounded by things like sin that have happened in our lives when we've sinned or someone has sinned against us, or traumas that we've lived through. How many of you have lived through traumas? Did you realize that when you sin or when you live through a trauma or a traumatic event in your life, that it can actually do what the Bible calls wound your soul? And when your soul is wounded, those wounds can control every part of your soul. They can control your mind, your will, and your emotions. And when it comes to your finances, that means that the wounds inside your soul have the ability to control the thoughts you think about money, to control the choices you make about money, and to cause you to be emotional and fleshy about the money. How many of you have made emotional purchases before? Right? Oh, I just have to have that. If I don't have that, I just might lose my mind. No, I'm going to get it. I don't care if I blow my credit card to bits. Here it is. Charge it. Where do I sign? Right? You know why they call them emotional purchases? Because they come straight out of your wounded soul. Your soul controlled you and made you buy that thing at that time because your soul just had to have it. Do you understand? Have you been there? Do you know what I'm talking about? When you're wounded in your soul, those wounds can control every part of your soul and make you do things that are bad with money that you normally wouldn't even want to do, or you don't even realize you're doing that are bad. In Romans 8, Paul talks about it. In the Amplified, he says, I do the things I don't want to do because the sin nature fixed and operating in my soul. I wonder how many emotional purchases he made. I don't know. But he's saying that he was doing things he didn't want to do because of what was in here in his soul man. If Paul the apostle was doing that, I think we all probably are doing it too. Amen? Do you believe it? God wants to bless us. He does. Jesus came to give us an abundant life. Amen? But see, right now, God can't give you the abundant life that Jesus came to ensure that you get. You know why? Because he can't trust you. He can't trust you with the money. You're making bad decisions. You might not even realize it until you see the deficit come at you later and you're overcome by the debt or whatever the consequence is of that bad choice that you made with your money. Your spirit man never makes bad choices with your finances. It's your soul that does it. And that's why the Bible says that you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. It's as you get healed in your inner man that you will become trustable. God's going to give you that money you've been asking him to give so you could do the ministry and reach out to the world and go into missions and start a business that would help everybody, not just yourself. Because he'll be able to trust you. When you're healed in here, then your mind will think right thoughts about the money. You'll make right decisions concerning the money, and you won't make any more of those emotional purchases. Amen? You'll make spirit-led purchases that will be a blessing. Amen? How many of you remember from watching the broadcast or from other teachings how to get your soul healed? Okay, let's just do a brief, let's just do a brief review, okay? There's two things. They're both about Jesus. Okay, and it's the blood that he shed at the cross and a power called dunamis that comes through the resurrection, okay? There's things that have happened in our lives, sins that we have committed that are connected to money that we need to repent for. Amen? Even with our ancestors, we need to repent for the things that they have done in their lifetime. So we always start with the blood. But once we do the blood, the problem is that most of us quit there. We have to partake also of the power of his resurrection. What is that? What does it do? It heals the wounds in your soul. Watch. Paul talks about it in Romans 1. In Romans 1, Paul says this, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, which is the power unto salvation. So according to Paul, there is a power that caused you to come into salvation. Amen? When you were born again, this power that Paul is talking about came in and resurrected. Everybody say resurrected. That's resurrection power. Resurrected your dead spirit man unto eternal life. Now that power in the Greek, that word power there, what Paul's talking about, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power unto salvation, is the Greek word dunamis. Everybody say dunamis. So dunamis is the power that resurrected your dead spirit man unto eternal life. Now that's great news, isn't it? So right now, inside your spirit man is not just the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came into you when you're born again, but he brought with him a power called dunamis. That's what caused you to be resurrected under new life. Now, the great, great news is that you got this tank full of it, and it does more than just get you saved. And I don't say that lightly, but it does more than just get you saved. The word dunamis, if you look it up, it means the power to perform a miracle, which means that right now, inside your spirit man, you have a tank full of miracle-producing power. Miracles in your family, miracles in your money, miracles in your health, miracles in every part of your life. You already have a tank full of power inside your spirit man to accomplish that. That's dunamis in you. But dunamis also means something else. Look up into the Strong's and you'll see what I'm saying. It means excellence of soul. Everybody say, excellence of soul. Meaning right now you have a tank full of dunamis. And it can heal every wound that came upon you when you went and you overspent. When you went and bought that car that you shouldn't have bought. You should have bought the other car because it was less expensive and that's the one you could afford. And now you're in the hole and now they're coming to pick the car up and take it away from you. You have a tank full of dunamis already living inside of you that can heal every wound that you have in you that came from any type of sin you or your ancestors ever made with money. Now, check this out. I've been preaching this message on all these episodes of the show about dunamis, meaning excellent of soul and meaning a power to perform a miracle. But there's another meaning of the word dunamis, and I haven't said it yet until now. I saved it for now. You can go and check my work in the Strong's if you'd like. But here's another meaning of the word dunamis. Remember, you have a tank full of dunamis right now, right? Here's another meaning. Ready? The power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. Did you hear what I said? I said the power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. Right now, you have a tank full of that power. You're thinking, what am I going to do? Man, I need to make some money. I need some ideas. I need some streams. I need some opportunities. I need some open doors. I need a bonus. I need a raise. You have inside of you already the power and influence that belongs to riches and wealth. You just didn't know it. And we're going to talk about how you can use it and utilize it. We're going to talk about how you can release it so that you can receive it. Amen? Now, I want you to think about this. Dunamis is the power that makes all three of the promises in 3 John 1 come to pass. What are the three promises? What did Paul pray? That we would prosper, right? That's your money. We would be in health, right? That's physical healing, right? Even as your soul prospers. Those are the three things that Paul's saying God wants to give to you, amen? So think about, what's the first one? That we would prosper, right? Well, dunamis fulfills all three of these things. What does dunamis mean? The power and influence that comes with riches and wealth, okay? Then what's the second promise? It says we'd prosper and be in health. What is another one of the meanings of dunamis? The power to perform a miracle. That means right there, dunamis is fulfilling that promise in 3 John 1. Then it says what? That we'd prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And what does dunamis mean? Excellence of soul. You see that? Inside of you, you have a tank full of dunamis that fulfills every single one of those promises in 3 John 1. This should be your mantra from now on. It's like, I got the power to prosper and be in health even as my soul prospers. I already got it. I got a tank full. It's in me right now. I release it. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Amen? Jesus provided for you a tank full of dunamis. You got to start moving into it and decreeing it. You got to start releasing what you already have. You see, soul healing, all those promises in 3 John 1 happen in an order, a specific order. It says you will prosper and be in health when even as your soul prospers. You got to start working on here. And you've got all the tools and the anointing and the power you need to do it. Because all those things, your finances, the favor, the health, all that will happen even as your soul prospers. And you have a tank full of dunamis. We've got to start putting the dunamis we have in us to work. How do we do that? You need to activate into it just like you do the cross. When you go in your closet, don't stop with the blood. Start with the blood and then keep going. After you finish repenting, after you finish forgiving, then say, you know what, I'm not done yet because I got a tank full of dunamis and I release it right now. Read Ephesians 3:20. Listen, this is what it says. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that's at work in us. Did you hear that? That word power there is the Greek word dunamis. Did you hear it?
When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out? And go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside, to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Order online now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Ready? We're going to read from Matthew 25, the parable of the talents. Let's start from the beginning. It says in verse 14, this is what Jesus was saying. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. Okay, who's Jesus talking about? The man who traveled to the far country. It's him. Jesus is talking about him. He's saying, I was here and I left. I went home to where you're going to go to, okay? He's talking about himself. He's the master that was here and went traveling away to a far country. Okay, then he says this. He says, when he went to that far country, he called, as he was leaving, he called his own servants together and delivered his goods to them. Okay, so now who is Jesus delivering goods to? His servants, right? What are we? Right, so this story is for who? Believers. It's for us, isn't it? Amen? Okay, now it said that he delivered to his servants goods. You know what the word goods means? It means goods. In the Greek, it actually means possessions, wealth, property, goods. Amen? Now, in this story, Jesus, the master, before he leaves on his trip, which he's on his trip right now, so he's going to be leaving us goods. Amen? Because we are the servants. Okay? Before he went on this trip, he gave his servants goods in the form of talents. Let's look at what the talents are. Okay, the talent in that day was the largest denomination of currency. It was no little bit amount of money. According to the Strong's, a talent of gold in Israel weighed 200 pounds. 200 pounds. Here's the big question, ready? How did the master decide who got what amount of talents? Listen to what it says, verse 15. To one he gave 5 talents. To another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. Everybody say, to each according to his own ability. That word ability, I couldn't believe it when I looked it up. You're not going to believe what it means. It's the Greek word dunamis. So it means that they were given each according to their excellence of soul. The more excellent you are, the more God can trust you. Because your mind is healed, your will is healed, and your emotions are healed. They were each given according to their excellence of soul. Wow. Wow. Okay? So the servant who got 5 talents, right, he puts it to work. He puts the dunamis he has in him to work. It says that he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. You know what that is? That's dunamis at work. You can tell he's putting the dunamis he had in him to work because he's thinking right thoughts. He's making right decisions. He went and traded with the money, and he was successful in his trade. He gained 5 more talents. That's proof. Remember, they all started out given talents, each according to their own ability, according to the dunamis that was in them. And this guy, you can tell he's putting that dunamis to work because he's making the right decisions. You can tell because he's successful in his trade. Amen? That means that he is releasing what he has. He's doing what I talked about before. You got to know what you have. You already have something in there. It's like treasure. See, the guy with the 5 talents, he put the dunamis he had in him to work because there he is. He's being successful. Then look what happens. This is so great. Listen to what happens when the master comes back. It said, so he who had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more beside them. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful. Faithful. He was faithful to put that dunamis to work. Faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And the second servant basically does the same thing. He puts his dunamis to work too. You can tell because the scripture says he took the 2 talents he had, he went and he traded with them, and they made 2 back. He had successful trade, good trade. That means he was thinking right thoughts, making right decisions, not getting emotional or fleshy. He was doing the right thing because his soul was healed. The Bible says you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now, what about the third guy? Let's look at him. Remember, every believer starts out with the same amount of dunamis, right? Say it with me, a tank full that never runs out. Okay, so all these 3 guys, they're the servants of the master. This parable is 2 believers. So he started out with the same amount of dunamis as the other guys, same amount. Okay, and he gets a blessing because of it, because he's got dunamis to start with. He starts out with a talent, amen? But he doesn't put that talent to work. He doesn't put the dunamis he has in him to work. How do I know? Let's look at the story. Verse 18, he says, but he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed, and I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. And the Lord rebuked him and ended up taking the talent away from him. He chose to dig a hole in the ground and hide the money. Where do bad choices come from? Right, when you got a wound in your soul, it controls your will. It's making you make bad choices. And he made a bad choice. That tells me he was not putting the dunamis he had in him to work. He started with the same amount as all the other ones, a tank full that never runs out. But he obviously wasn't putting it to work, because if he had, it would have healed that wounded area inside his soul, and he would have not made that bad choice. He would have made the right choice. He would have been like the other guys and traded with it and had his trade prosper. Amen? Now listen to what else happened. He said this, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you've not sown, gathering where you've not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, you have what's yours. Okay, what's that? He's thinking all these crazy thoughts about the master. Oh, you're a hard man. You reap where you've not sown. He's thinking all these crazy thoughts about the master. Where does wrong thinking come from? The wounded soul. What's ever in your soul can control your soul, every part of it. Your thinking, your will, your emotions. He was thinking wrong thoughts about the master. You know, so many of us, when it comes to giving, we think wrong thoughts about God. We don't have enough faith, we doubt, we don't believe. Your spirit man has no problem writing the check, bam. It's your soul that does. To me, all this proves that this man was not putting his dunamis that he had in him to work. And then what happened? He lost it all. He lost it all.
When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out? And go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside, to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Order online now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to continue talking about how your financial increase is directly connected to the health of your soul. I was once a criminal who had to strong-arm people just to be able to survive. Now, my husband and I are prospering and have no debt and are running an international ministry that's doing the same. We're also seeing people all over the world get healing in their finances. When you get your soul healed, your entire life is gonna change.